Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning and good afternoon and good evening wherever you're at in the world. I'm Sir Ed Carell tonight, and we're going to be introducing Psychic Army Boot Camp. And this is an idea that we're going to have out there to help you with your mental training for your psychic abilities, along with my partner involved,
Sir Elizabeth Carell.
And we're going to be teaching you about the Psychic Army Boot Camp, which is going to be to build our will, strengthen our skills, find our new abilities, and we're going to do this through radical empathy, gratitude, and prayer. We're going to be doing programs over the next 30 days. And in this program, Sir Elizabeth Carell is going to be leading us in prayers. And
yes,
we'll give you an example of that prayer later in the show. But go ahead, please.
Yeah, there are going to be a number of prayers. I am probably going to primarily use the Pagan Book of Prayer, which is one of my favorites. It has lots of prayers for all different kinds of purposes. And we're going to explore why prayer is important and how we can make it a daily part of our lives, because that's what I think that a lot of us are lacking as pagans. We seem to have this, I don't want to call it like a phobia, but a lack of understanding for the need for prayer in helping us connect with deity.
Well, I think part of it is our hangover from our other faiths that a lot. Remember, there's not a lot of pagans who basically are born that way. So we are having a new hereditaries all the time.
That is very true. Mm-hmm.
But I think that what do you mean that you think that's true? The hangover aspect of it, they don't like it because it may have came from their other religions?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes some sense.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense that, you know, we're still trying, you know, as we're exploring, you know, what does it mean to be Wiccan and pagan and other, you know, sort of spiritualistic kind of path other than the three big book religions, basically. You know, we're also shedding and letting go of the other ideologies that we previously held throughout our lives, whether by our own choice or our parents or however else.
Right. And also we will be teaching you about the will. And the will is something that people talk about. The will is your ability to express yourself. It is a part of you, separate of people say separate of the mind, but I think part of the mind, because you can think yourself not to do anything, but will is your actions to do so. So we're going to strengthen your act your actions, your ability to actually act on your thoughts. And so both of these are magical concepts. One's religious, one's magical, but what does that have to do with psychic training? Well, we believe all energy is energy, and that they're deeply related to how you express yourself. The ability to pray is an ability to show empathy and gratitude, which are key cornerstones to the psychic abilities. And Sir Elizabeth is very much empathic. She deals with a lot of empathy. And would you describe a little bit about that, would you? Could you?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You know, it's only really recently, like within the past, 7-8 years or so, that I've really, through a lot of trial and error, and, you know, coming back to this again and again, realized that being sensitive and being empathic and being able to read others' emotions and kind of bring them on to myself isn't really a bad thing. in American society, and I would dare say Western society as a whole, being sensitive is often said with a bunch of scorn and like, you know, oh my gosh, stop being so sensitive, will you? That sort of thing. But it honestly is a great skill. It allows you to really put yourself in another person's shoes and really consider things from self. And I know that sounds like, you know, maybe a little crazy, but it's not. It's a kind of way of astral projection, actually, like a way of a projection. It's another method of projection. Because then you can really start to see a person, their emotions, their feelings through their own eyes instead of just yours, and their own body and heart and spirit instead of just yours. It allows you to get deeper into your connections, and connections are what we're all here for. It's what we're all made for, to have a spiritual experience.
That is very well spoken. And so when we take it further, so I think one of the things is that people don't realize one's will, everything's willpower is resisting your emotions, and it's not. It's about living with your emotions and having them kind of work your way so that they can work into fueling your will. And what is will? Your will is your ability to think and act upon the environment around you. And through your thoughts, the environment changes. And somebody says, well, if I think about picking up a hammer and nailing it into a piece of wood, that would be an act of will. It would change the environment. So that something as simple as that will change your environment. You know, brushing your hand in front of your face to push away smoke that you see in your face is an act of will. Thinking about moving that smoke out of your face is an act of will, to think about it. And to have it actually move is a way of doing it psychically. We don't realize, but I think that people don't understand, one of the premises of will is that the universe answers to our will. I think that's one thing about prayer, because prayer is, somebody would say, well, that's the opposite of will. I think prayer is not the opposite of will, but prayer helps us focus our will by helping us focus on the divine, and allowing the divine to come in and move in to work with us, not just through us, but with us. And I think that's an important aspect. A lot of people call psychics, you know, God-touched. And I think that's a very good statement, because I think it means that they've been given another way of looking at things differently than other people. And I think that is important. And
I absolutely agree.
Now, people go, well, there isn't any psychics. We haven't found that ability yet. And I tell people all the time, okay, you can believe that. And would you believe me? There are women around this world right now that exist and have for a while who can see 1,000 times more color than the average woman. That sounds super
heroic.
And people would say, oh, no, that's not true. And yet it is true, and scientifically it's been proven. And it's a mutation in the eye of the way number of cones we have in the eye and how they work. There are literally women who are born with an extra cone in their eyes, which gives them 1,000 times improvement in their ability to see color. And their ability to see color is so much stronger than the average person's. They have to, even if they described it to you, you can't visualize it. It's very difficult to, but it doesn't mean that they don't have the ability just because you don't understand it. Now, this is true of psychic abilities. Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And I think it's a very important question, because I think when people say, well, do I have psychic abilities? So at this boot camp, what we're going to tell you is that that's not a fair question, is it? Not even a little bit. Do I have psychic abilities? That's not a fair question. It isn't. Because the answer is, of course, what? You do. The question you have to ask at the boot camp, what are my psychic abilities? Not if you have them, but what are they?
And not only what are they, but how, which we will be teaching you, how do I train them? How do I exercise them? Because we know this from practicing ourselves in various different ways that psychic abilities, like anything else, take practice, they take time, they take dedication, and a whole lot of energy and patience to develop, just like any other skill. I have been working with my own psychic abilities for 15 years now, give or take a few months, and I have a lot of work to do myself, so this is not something that people are just going to, you know, start one day and then 5 weeks later, that's it, boom, they're professional psychic or whatever, unless you've got this down and you're going to, you know, in this life again, in this life currently from, you know, for kicks, I guess, because you missed everyone and you just wanted another go round. Oh.
So I disagree with that. I believe at the end of this program, if you want to be a professional psychic, you certainly will have the grounds at which to begin your career. And if you're already a professional psychic, coming into this will make you better at it because we're going to teach you some really decent and some great new skills. In the first week, we're going to talk about protection. The second week, we're going to deal with attacks. The third week, we're going to deal with our energies, networking, and finally, our dreams. So we're going to teach you how to not only just work with it, but we're not doing this alone, are we? It's not just me and Elizabeth. We have other people we are bringing in.
Yeah, we're going to be bringing in Reverend Donald Lewis of the Karelian tradition, and also our other clients, such as Misty Benson. Misty is actually really excited about this. She is going to try to do a midday video just about every day. She said today, I'm going to give her a little bit of leeway and say, you know, just about every day, as much as she possibly can. So you'll basically be having three videos a day, one from Sir Ed in the morning, one from Misty in the midday, and then one from me in the evening. More towards late at night, I would say. I want to clarify something that I said before. I wasn't meaning to say that they wouldn't be able to. I was just saying that, you know, this is, as you just say, for Ed, a basic beginner exercise sort of regimen. A refresher, I guess, for those of us who are more apt. You know, maybe some of us have gotten a little lazy and we're looking for that, you know, get jump back in the saddle kind of program.
So we're going to take a step back here really fast. And we are using the word sir, or Sir Ed and Sir Elizabeth. In our tradition, we also have the right to use Lord or Lady, but we're using that in honor of our position as paladins of the Karelian tradition. And basically, what is a paladin? It is a warrior, a spiritual warrior who has committed themselves to the protection of people, of their people. And for me, that is witches, pagans, green people, all of the people of the earth, and the people around me, not just people who look like me, but people of all kinds of people. And so as a paladin, people ask me, what does that mean? It means like, most people are used to it from Dungeons and Dragons, like Dudley Do-Right. But it does mean to me that I am going to... Yes, Dudley Do-Right. If you don't know who he is, Moose and Squirrel. Look him up. He's a guy who tries to do right all the time. And basically a paladin is somebody who lives a spiritual life and is willing to do things that are going to be helpful and protective. And so for our tradition, we're acting in this. And I'm training – that's why we're calling it Psychic Army Boot Camp. We're a volunteer organization with no official standing because in the United States government and in most countries, psychic ability is not seen as a real thing. So what we're teaching you is about the power of imagination and skills that are associated with your imagination. And guess what? The power of imagination is invented almost everything we have done. So I'm just saying, if you can have a powerful imagination in this world of innovation, it's a powerful tool. So if we do nothing more over the next 30 days but wake up your imagination, you will have done a great job. If we can get you imagining, praying about what you want, and willing that into existence, then we will have succeeded at our goals.
Absolutely. It's going to be great. I'm really excited about this. I really, really am.
Oh, good. I am too. I am a big believer, so I understand from my own background, I am a big believer in two things. I believe in the power of technological change to change the world, and I believe that telepathy is an inevitable end to human communication. And I believe that we're heading into that direction. And so I'm going to try to explain to you different aspects of not only will, but will in our social media world, will in the 21st century, will on Facebook, will on Twitter. How do you express your will in a world that communication is becoming so much easier, larger, and better? And Alyssa is going to explain in a lot of ways how to handle the extreme emotion that comes out of having that many connections.
Mm-hmm. And it is difficult. Let me tell you one thing. This is no small feat. You know, we are being bombarded with hundreds of thousands of connections every single year. And, you know, it's not just with people that we interact with personally, but also, you know, that we read about and we see on, you know, videos and on television and we listen to on podcasts and we read their comments, and some of them can be really awesome and some of them can be really hateful and hurtful. So go ahead and navigate all that. Sir Ed, did I lose you?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
I was thinking about what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I realized, so let's talk a little bit about the times that we live in. And if you're listening to this, we're going to be doing this in April of 2018. Now, you can be listening after we do this program anytime in 30 days, and this program still will express itself in being useful. And so the one way you can follow us, and if you want to be supportive of us, is you can check out our Patreon page. We're going to use Patreon to give out even more information. We're going to be using the Daily Spell. But the most important place you go to is, of course, the Witch and Famous Agency on Facebook. That's going to be the easiest and most simplest way to find where you start your journey. Then you can also check out patreon.com/witchandfamousagency. And you can check out our material there. And then support us with some of the ability to do so if you think it's worth it or worthwhile. So we're going to use a lot of tools.
And I was going to say that Misty, who I referred to earlier, her first video is going to be tomorrow, and it's going to talk about why it is important for all of you to join us if you can. If you have $1 a month, join us as our patrons, and why it is important for you guys to plant this seed because of the awesomeness that we're gonna grow in the coming days and weeks and months.
So, taking out the last few minutes, what was the inspiration for us to do this boot camp? I don't know if people know who I am. So I'm Sir Ed Correll, but I'm also known as Ed the Pagan. and I've been a long-term psychic of my own. I used to go into the stage name Coven. I've done thousands and thousands of tarot readings, and I've made many predictions. My last set of predictions, of course, was doing a very similar thing called Last Act Before the Apocalypse. And I did a lot of Ouija boards, and everybody knows how that came out. But if you don't, I predicted the Cubs win on October 1st. They won the World Series. I said Russia was inside. At the time, I did not know what that meant. Today, we do. Trump mm-hmm. was going to be the winner and untied states with the four predictions that I made before that. But the prediction that gave me the most notice was the Kuwait war. I predicted it to the hour that it was going to begin. It was documented. I have made literally hundreds of predictions that have inevitably came true because I am a futurist. And there's ways that I can make predictions, and I'm going to show you the ways of making predictions that actually have value to you, i.e. that you could understand them enough to act on them and without having to freak out and like that. So we might not be able to stop airplanes from falling out of the sky, but you might be, take that intuition you have and not cross someone in your office because you know that they're just bad news. So we can teach you that skill, how to handle not only your own inner energies, which is Elizabeth's forte, and she's going to show you how to become healthier, how to become emotionally stronger, and how to handle the additional stress and strain and thrills and exuberance of actually having your psychic abilities work. And I'm going to teach you how to just get them started. I will be doing Revelry. And we'll also have people like Reverend Don Lewis who will be teaching you different aspects. Yeah, he's a psychic that other psychics go to. And we're looking to have some of our other friends. If you want to know about Reiki, we have people such as John Anastasio. If you want one of the best readers in the 21st century, a millennial reader, we have Morgan Sevenson. We have Scott Wirt for those people who are looking for deep life counseling on a psychic level. We have a huge amount of resources that are our ability to help you do training. And you can do that by going to facebook.com/witchandfamousagency, or even go to witchandfamous.net, and you'll find different ways you can access this sense of power. And we're going to be sharing with you every day. I will be doing your morning revelry with your morning exercise. And all day, so these programs are going to be gone. What do you need to be a part of this? You have to have only one thing. Just one. And I will get back to that in a minute. What is the one thing that you need to make this program work? And I'll be back with you in the thing. So, Elizabeth. Everybody's saying, oh, that's so formal. Why don't you call something else? You know, we don't call the Queen Elizabeth. That sort of thing. So one last
we
thing.
Don't.
So your skills. What's that?
We don't.
We don't call our queen. We don't call Queen Elizabeth Liz. We don't.
Oh. You said we don't call the Queen Elizabeth. Sorry.
Queen Liz. Queen Elizabeth Liz. I meant to say that. There is power in words and names. That is one thing you're going to have to understand. The way you speak. The way you say your words, the phrases that you want are doing so. And because I want you to do well, because I want you to have a better life, I'm going to try to show you how to even get even more out of your things, improve your life, and make it happen to a better degree. And Elizabeth's making the same sort of commitment.
Yeah, it's going to be an adventure for not only all of you, but for me as well. I have dreamed about doing this sort of thing for quite a long time. I didn't know that it was going to manifest in quite this way. but helping people help themselves is something that I've been doing for a really long time. And that's one of the reasons why I became a priestess. that's one of the reasons why I've studied my way, and I've learned, and I've journeyed, and I've struggled and had trials myself, and you know, all these tribulations and stuff that I've gone through over the last 15 years of my life. 15 years I have been a priestess, pretty much. You know, I'm going to be 30 this year, and that is quite the accomplishment, I do think. I'm alive, yay! And, you know, one thing that I realized a while ago is that, you know, when I always ask, you know, why does this always happen to me in those moments of frustration that we all experience? And the answer is so that I can help others in the future who are having those, or who have had those and are trying to, like, live past it, or who are about to have those and need to know what they need to do to stay sane and to get through it as best as they can. And I am most excited about just meeting a lot of people, you know, interacting with you all, like, in the comment section, and praying for you and with you, and having you pray with me and for me and for Sir Ed. And, you know, if you have prayers that you would like me to say, and if you have people that you would like me to pray for, please send them. I'll be reminding you guys as we go forward. But, yeah, please. I am more than happy to pray for people. So yeah, that's going to be my end of it. Radical empathy, people, it's a real thing. This is no lie. This is the real deal. We're going to get down and deep in the mud and in the feels, all the feelings, all of that emotional mire, I guess, would be one way to phrase it. But it's going to be a good mire.
It is. And it's going to be important. So let me tell you the one thing to make this thing work. We need from you only one thing. You only have to have one thing to get this to work, and that is your attention. Because we know one thing. Where your attention flows, magic goes. Where you use your will to place your attention focuses your magic focuses your success. That's simple. So by giving us your attention over the next 30 days, giving us just a few minutes of time for each of the pieces we put out to reflect on, is going to give you the strength and the energy to continue on. We're hoping that will encourage you to pursue the things that you want to do. That we are going to pursue it. And find out those individual skills you have, whether it be empathy, clairvoyance, clairsentience, and more. We can talk to you all night about this, but we're going to bring this to a close. And Liz, why don't you take us out with a small prayer?
All right. So if everyone would just relax and close your eyes and take a nice deep breath and let it out slowly to the count of four. 1, 2, 3, 4. And as we relax and sink into ourselves and sink into our centers of spirit and of power, we pray. We're going to pray for the world and for peace. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for humanity. We pray for the countries in which we live. We pray for each other. And we pray for the world. So mote it be, and blessed be.
Blessed be. So now, how do you do this tomorrow? Join me tomorrow. Revelry. Revelry, revelry. All hands on deck. We need to stand. We need a strong kit. We'll give you a booster in the morning. Looking forward to us. Facebook.com. Remember, and if you know nothing else, look at us, witchandfamous.net. Say goodnight, Liz. Elizabeth?
Good night, everyone.
And and good night, and thank you for listening.